This is a People First Radio podcast.
When he was in the eighth grade, Christopher Lee and some friends were deciding how to spend a weekend. The end result of that story, which you'll hear in a moment, was the founding of Helping Hearts, a youth-led nonprofit that's raised more than $40,000 and served over 2,000 meals. I spoke with Lee, who's now in grade 10, to learn more about the Vancouver-based organization.
My name is Christopher Lee. I'm a grade 10 student, just 16, and I run an organization called the Helping Hearts Youth Foundation, which is a youth-led nonprofit organization based in Vancouver, but with branches all across the Lower Mainland of BC and across Canada. My organization does a wide variety of charitable and pro-environmental events focused on supporting youth and the marginalized in our community.
What's the story behind Helping Hearts?
Well, we didn't really mean to begin as a nonprofit in the first place. We actually started out as a group of friends, just grade eights. It started off with me and my co-founder, Caleb Adetia, but we never really meant to be a nonprofit. We just decided one day with the rest of our group of friends to spend a Sunday instead of going to the mall or just goofing off somewhere to sit back and look at our community, and we decided to serve meals that day. After posting on social media, we got a lot of success. A lot of people were interested, especially our friends and the people around us. And so we decided to really bring that forward and continue that effort into becoming Helping Hearts today.
Can you take me back to that first time you decided to serve meals? Like, what was it like? What was the day like? How did you coordinate things? And what was the response?
You know, absolutely. Honestly, it wasn't really something that we organized too long. We were just like, there's something wrong in our community. We're able to live such a nice and amazing life, but there are people who aren't able to live that same life as we do. So let's do something about it. We decided then just to go up to the store, buy a bunch of bread, buy a bunch of sandwich supplies, then just go to our house one day, put some sandwiches together, and then go out. It wasn't really a rainy day. It wasn't really a sunny day. It was just cloudy. Honestly, it was nothing special. We wouldn't even know that this would be something special in the first place. But when we got back that day, we posted on social media, you know, I got Instagram stories and all that. We ended up getting a lot of response from our community. People started messaging us, hey, Christopher, what did you do today? Can I join? How can I help? And then that just continued to roll up, I guess, and to continue going downhill, gathering support along the way. And then we knew that we had something on our hands, and we knew we had the duty to continue that more.
So people were coming to you and saying, how can I help you with this? You didn't even necessarily need to be out there recruiting people to volunteer.
No. And, you know, that really reflects what we found at Helping Hearts for so long. And that is youth like us, grade 10s, grade 9s, grade 8s, an area of volunteers that aren't really focused on. They care about the issues that we face at Helping Hearts, and they care about our mission. They're interested in doing it. They're interested in volunteering. And that's why we're providing an avenue for them to volunteer.
So you went out, you served meals to people. You said, oh, this went really well. People say, hey, how can I help? What can I do? How did it evolve from there?
Well, at some point, me and Caleb sat down. We were like, okay, we have something on our hand. We have a mission. We know what we want to do. How can we take this and then take it in to make something great? Now, Helping Hearts isn't like any other nonprofit. We didn't want it to be just another organization doing the same great mission. But instead, we wanted to add our own twist in it to reflect the fact that we are made up of youth. So we decided to create the community and network that still has the fun of a friend group, but innovates to be truly the change we see. So we kind of went from creating that mission into establishing more of a structure that reflects those values.
So what does that look like? What is that structure? How do you kind of keep the vibe of a friend group when, you know, there are thousands of dollars involved and it's a really big organization now?
Well, we keep it by having fun and letting our volunteers be kids. We're not the uptight street organization, straight back, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. But instead, we're more flexible, we're fluid. If a member has an idea that might not be the most realistic, we don't shut it down. We let them talk and we let them say it and we try our best to get it done. Instead of having a rigid structure, just obviously I am CEO, we don't have necessarily two, we don't have bosses. I'm not their boss. I'm just someone who helps them get their goal to be achieved.
Helping Hearts, when you started doing this, you were in the eighth grade. A few years later, what have you learned from running a kind of large-scale organization?
Well, what I think I've learned the most is that youth are some of the most passionate and energetic people ever. If you have someone who's young on your team, you can get anything you want done, and Helping Hearts has a lot of them. No matter how hard it, how easy it could be, youth will always find a way to get a job done. They'll find a way to get it done better, and they'll find a way to go for it no matter what.
And I'm curious, you know, as you continue to get older with the passage of time, what do you hope Helping Hearts evolves into? What do you see as the vision for the future?
Well, I hope we continue to be what we are, which is an innovative and unique, not youth-led nonprofit, but just continue to grow. Next year, what we're planning on doing is expanding and growing Helping Hearts into Vancouver Island, across the Lower Mainland, and across Canada. Just in December last year, we announced the creation of our New York international branch, all the way in New York. And we continue to hoping to work with youth across Canada, across the United States, to continue growing our mission while keeping the same values that we had all the way back in grade 8.
Can you tell me about the impact that you've seen from what you've done so far?
I think the greatest impact that Helping Hearts has had is on our own volunteers. Now, at one of our, I think it was our fourth event, there was a volunteer who came up to me. This volunteer was a private school student. They've never really been to the downtown east side. They've never really volunteered. They were just in grade 8. And, you know, they told me just this one single sentence that kind of broke my heart. I've never seen anything like this. What can I do to help more? And I think the most visible impact that we've had is how many youth we've been able to affect. It was seen at the start of our organization with people asking us, please let me join this. How can I help? And it continues to today with us continuing to impact youth and change people's perspectives even now, which is arguably the greatest impact we've had, no matter how many care packages, no matter how many meals, just the amount of people we've changed the minds of.
Is there something that you think that is especially key to working with youth or to getting youth involved in something or to maybe harnessing what you're talking about is like the willingness and energy and kind of potential that's maybe untapped?
I think the most important thing that one can do is just give them a voice. In today's world, it's so easy to dismiss youth as just, oh, this generation, or oh, they're always on their phone. What I've learned is that just by saying, I'm here to listen, tell me what your ideas are, I'm here to get them done, you can really harness the energy of youth. Not just dismiss them right away, not just think, oh, their ideas are unrealistic, but really getting that ear and being like, I'm here for you, let's get what you want done.
Is there anything else you'd like to bring to the conversation today or to share with folks about Helping Hearts?
I just wanted to talk about why we do what we do. And honestly, it's because we shouldn't need to do what we do. Honestly, that day, me and my friends probably should have gone out to the mall. We should have gone out to goof around, but we weren't able to because there are kids, there are people who aren't able to do that. There's a kid somewhere who won't even have a meal today, a warm meal at school, much less being able to have the things that a lot of us do. So like my friends did 2 years ago, we do what we do because we need to. And we will continue to do it, not because we should be, but until we don't need to do it at all.
I'm curious as well about that idea of how you as youth approach some of these like quite heavy topics of homelessness and poverty, visible poverty, especially in the through the lens of, you know, you can't really address these through your votes because you're not old enough to vote yet. Like, what does it feel like experiencing that from the perspective of a youth?
Honestly, it's pretty frustrating. Just looking at Parliament, just looking at our own provincial legislature and being like, hey, we're here, we want to do something. And then obviously seeing government officials tell us, no, that's not possible. It's pretty frustrating. But what I'm so happy to see is that there are MLAs and that there are MPs looking to work with us. For example, I'm having a meeting with Brittany Anderson, the MLA for Kootenay Central, and the Special Advisor for Youth, who reached out to me and was like, hey, I want to hear from you. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. As well, my own MP in my own district, Talib Noor Mohammed, has just been so great. He's helped support me and help get youth voices out in Parliament. And I think while youth can't vote, what we can do is stand up to government officials who are doing the wrong thing and tell them, no, we need this to happen. We need action now. And I find that to be the most effective solution.
Well, Christopher, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I really appreciate you me being able to speak here and to represent Helping Hearts and all the youth that we advocate for.
Christopher Lee is a grade 10 student and co-founder of Helping Hearts, a youth-led nonprofit in Vancouver.
People First Radio, People First Media, and People First Stories are community media projects of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society and are produced in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the views of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society or its broadcast, podcast, and social media partners.